The Warriors get a good battle from the Trailblazers in a game where Portland worked to stay in the fight all evening at Oracle Arena. Kevin Durant, a game-high plus 22 with a focused attack on both ends of the floor, finishing with 30 points. Stephen Curry with some strong drives throughout the game, creating all kinds of offense with 35 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists. Each of the starters with necessary contributions. Klay Thompson motored his way to 14 points, with Zaza Pachulia helping set the tone early, finishing with 13 points, and Draymond Green with 11 assists to go with 9 points, 7 boards, and some key plays down the stretch as the Warriors take down the Blazers, 125-117 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Stephen Curry.
I thought Portland played great tonight. Their defense was excellent. CJ McCollum obviously had that huge first half. We couldn't stop him. So it was a good win. We had to scrap, and a lot of good things happened in the second half, especially our defense really picked up, and I was happy with the effort.
9 more blocks tonight. Did you envision coming into the season your rim protecting being this good?
Well, it's just different. It's not the same. It's not as traditional as it's been the last couple of years with Festus and Bogues at the rim. So it's more guard-oriented, but, KD obviously comes in here and blocks a lot of shots, and so does Draymond. And we've got a lot of long-rangey guys, who can challenge shots and bother people on their field goal attempts. So I will say I'm surprised. I don't know if we're still leading the league in shot blocks. We were, a week or so ago, but that kind of surprises me.
Steve, you guys were able to kind of get CJ out of his rhythm in the second half. What worked a little bit?
Just got more physical. First half I felt like he was getting anywhere he wanted before and after he got the ball. And we did a better job in the second half of running him off of his routes and just trying to be more physical with him. And we were a little quicker, a little more alert.
Steve, what did you think of Kevin's night overall?
I thought Kevin was great. We had to change our rotation with Draymond's foul trouble, so we played him the whole third quarter, which we normally don't do. But it was a typical Kevin night. He did, some of everything, and we're getting used to it. But he's such an efficient offensive player. 30 points on 16 shots, and he seems to do this every night.
How did you feel about Curry's night all around, particularly in the second half, in third quarter?
I thought he had a slow start, and he really got himself going. It was an interesting night for him. He would probably tell you it wasn't his best game, and he had to fight through a couple of tough spells, and he did. I thought he did a great job of kind of getting through the rough patches and turning what started out as a bad game into a really good one.
Hey, Coach, I may be wrong about this, but Steph had that turnaround jumper. Was he pointing at you?
I don't think so. I think he was pointing at Q behind the bench, but I'll have to find out.
Do you know why?
No. There was clearly some inside joke that I was not in on, so he was talking to somebody else.
Yeah, it was a little more of an aggressive game. The way they defended, I got a lot of shots out the pick and roll. Still, honestly, missed some easy ones. So continue to be aggressive and look for those opportunities. And it was just kind of one of those nights where they defended a certain way that no matter if we wanted to promote ball movement or getting the pick and rolls or whatnot, we had a lot of options. So I was one of them.
Steph, you guys, CJ got loose in the first half. I think he had 26. But you guys kind of shut him down a little bit after that. What did you guys change in terms of just trying to get him cornered and locked up?
If you look at the first half, he got a lot of attempts, but he made some tough ones. And you can't get discouraged by that, especially he had to work pretty hard to get most of them. There were two or three that we gave up that were way too easy. That for a guy that has it going and has talent like he does, can turn a 16-point half into a 26-point half pretty quick. So we were a little bit more aggressive on the ball, following him to help and closing in the space, and For the most part, he still got up a good amount in the second half, but just tried to make it a little bit more uncomfortable for him and slow him down.
You mentioned the added aggressiveness. How much of it is what the defense have done the last few games, or how much of it is you since the Christmas game telling yourself, I'm going to shoot more?
A little bit of both, but I'm not going to fall into the temptation of abandoning kind of what makes us successful just to say I shot more. I have to, be aggressive and kind of, not turn down shots that I usually, take and can make. But the way we've been flowing, and especially down the stretch, you gotta be able to, rise up for those kind of moments. So it's a little bit of both.
Steph, Kevin had a sequence late in the first where he made a driving layup for a three-point play, blocked two shots on this end, and then knocks down a three. I mean, how much does that – what does that do for you guys, a stretch like that?
It just ignites the crowd, ignites our offense, and obviously it just sends a message to the team. When he's able to create those kind of possessions and protect the rim, and we can really grab hold of momentum pretty quickly. So he's done it a couple of times, more than a couple of times this year, and it just brings another level of energy.
This is a two-part question. The first one is about that drive you had going under the basket, going baseline, and you kind of finished it with the other hand. It was just a really sweet finish. Were you aware of how special the shot was, and did you get caught in the air and then decided to make something happen?
Yeah, I was looking for contact on the front side of the rim, and I think Mason kind of backed out the way. The next option was to see if anybody was on the weak side. Just kind of had it in my left hand looking for the pass. And then I realized nobody was there, and that Mason had backed off and still had a little bit of time to kind of switch it back and get it on the glass. I don't have much hang time, but that was pretty fun.
And this was a good shooting night for you. But one thing, I haven't seen as many of those really daggered, super deep, kind of almost crazy threes from you. Are those the types of shots you're saying I'm going to hold off on and do other things with the team first?
I tried one in the first quarter, but it's just you read the situation. Most of the times when we have those opportunities in transition, with the playmakers we have and the speed that we have, there's better options, getting the ball to the wing and looking to get it, a paint touch and swing it or whatnot. But that's always, like I said, I've said it before, it'll always be a shot that I'll take and have confidence in as we go along. You don't want to be too predictable or whatnot. You just, if it's there, take it. And if it's not, make the right play.
So you're saving it for playoffs.
I got 47 games or 46 games to work on it.
Steph, Kevin had, I think, 30 on 16 shots. At one point, he had 27 on 12 shots. He makes it look easy. Do you catch yourself just marveling at how the game comes to him like that?
Yeah, it's pretty special. I didn't realize it at first, but he's obviously a super efficient player, and he takes pride in that. So, he's able to put pressure on the rim, to say he can score all over the place, and for him to be able to do it at that efficiency, and he's done it 4 or 5 years straight now. So, it's special to watch, and a talent like that, when you can find him in all areas on the floor, and know something good is probably going to happen out of that.
Hey, Steph, you had a turnaround shot, and Coach Kerr said you were probably pointing at Q, probably an inside joke of some sort. Can you share with us?
Yeah, I did point at Q and kind of smiled. We've been working on that for a while now. I rarely get the opportunity to kind of shoot a shot like that, so just a fun moment. A long year, so you kind of got to appreciate the small moments like that when you work on something and it happens in the game. Me and Q and Nick get it in every practice, so I have to try something new.
Five of the Warriors' next six games are right here at home. And up next, it's a meeting on Friday night against the Memphis Grizzlies at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott.